What are you thinking about?
I turn to face my husband when his question draws me out of my wandering mind. I love seeing him like this. The relaxed way he looks when he wakes up has always made me swoon a little, and that's even more true on this particular morning. Sleep still clings to the edges of his features. It's slow and sweet and in stark contrast to the curiosity dancing in his eyes as he waits for my answer. Wouldn't you like to know?
That's why I asked. You look like you're thinking about something.
Even with the curtains closed, sunlight spills in the gaps and illuminates the room where I'm lying with my husband, tucked up in bed with my legs hooked over his as we lounge together. He's relaxed, his body loose and warm against mine, but there's a current of tension running between us, and it's lingering in every pause. I think about pretending that I don't know what he's asking, what he's really asking, but I've never been good at keeping secrets from him, especially ones as hot as this. Well, I'm thinking about last night.
What about last night?
About her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know he's curious, practically bursting with the desperate need to know exactly what happened last night. My first date with a woman. Can't really blame him for his curiosity. It was probably the hottest night of my life, and I can't wait to tell him, but it's kind of fun to make him wait like this, really build the anticipation. I could tell he wanted information last night, but he didn't press it, and I'm thankful for that. I needed some time to just digest it by myself. My first queer encounter. But now, I'm more than ready to share. Especially when he looks at me like he is right now. With that heated impatience and so much love, I can tell his imagination's running away with him already. And he's still trying to be respectful, even though he's so eager.
Is that all? Is there anything in particular you're thinking about her?
The flush of heat that settles low in my core must be visible on my face when he asks, because his smile widens.
So there is something particular. I can tell by the blush in those pretty cheeks. Are you going to share? I mean, she said you could talk about it, right?
Yes, she did. And I definitely want to share. It's the least I can do when you were so generous to share me with her last night, isn't it?
I like the sound of that. Tell me about it, sweetheart.
Well, it started off pretty innocent, and I was so nervous. But I think she knew that, and she made it super comfortable. We met at that coffee shop, you know, the one that has those crunchy Italian pastries that I like? It's not far from her place. So we started there. And we had a couple coffees while we talked and flirted. She was so bold and she kept touching me. My hand on the table, her knee brushing up against mine. At first I thought it was an accident, the way she touched me so casually. But it didn't take long for me to realize there was nothing casual about her hands on me. After the second coffee, she invited me back to her place. We held hands while we walked over.
Like this?
He takes my hand in his. His touch is so familiar, and nothing like the feel of her delicate hand in mine. He feels comfortable. She feels exhilarating. Kind of. Your hands are big and rough, which I love. But hers are delicate, soft, and smaller than mine. I could feel her nails against my skin, too. That was new.
New in a good way?
Yeah, definitely. It made me think about what her small hands and her manicured nails might feel like on different skin. It's kind of embarrassing to admit, even vaguely, how much I like the feel of her hand in mine and all the filthy things it made me think.
Yeah. Where else? Maybe here?
His touch is light as he slides it up my arm, toward my shoulder until he lightly strokes my collarbone as he brushes my hair away from the side of my neck. It makes the arousal and embarrassment swirl and settle just a little lower in my belly. Yeah, there. And maybe some other places, too.
Places like... here. On your sensitive tits.
Mm-hmm. Definitely there. I imagined her hands there, playing with my nipples like that. And how her nails might feel. So different from your strong hands.
And did you get to find out?
I can feel the blush rise in my cheeks as I answer him. It's a little strange. We've never done anything like this before. But that was the point. And fuck, it's so hot. Him touching me like this while we talk about last night.
I want you to tell me everything. Don't leave anything out. I want to know how she touched my beautiful wife.
He's rolling my nipple between his fingers, just the way I like it. And a sharp tug pairs with his words. The combination is like a key unlocking my hesitation, and my words come tumbling out in a rush. It didn't take us long to walk back to her house, and when I was watching her unlock the door, I almost changed my mind and said I had to come home. I got scared. She's so beautiful, and I'm...
perfect. Keep going.
Well, she seemed to agree with you, because the second we were inside, she pressed me against the door and kissed me. Her soft mouth and her perfect lips. All I could think of was how I felt to have our bodies so close together as she kissed me. I think I was so surprised I forgot to kiss her back at first. But when I did, she moaned in my mouth. And I knew I wasn't leaving without fucking her. My husband seems to love the filthy words because he shifts closer, pressing his hard cock against my thigh as he continues to massage my breasts. I knew I wanted to, especially when she arched her back and it made our tits rub together. I never felt anything like that before. He gives one breast another appreciative squeeze, and his hands begin to move across my skin, sensitive and heated from the naughty thrill of confessing my first lesbian encounter while he touches me.
Did it make you wet?
Yes. It was so hot.
And are you wet now?
Yes. Very. His hand slips down my stomach and he dips a finger between my legs, swiping once up the core of me and parting my lips just a little.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.